Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.
Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. Success on the mainland on Thursday night for one of Tasmania's star greyhounds. And to tell us all about it, it's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm very good, Shane.
Hell yeah, Bolt got the job done at Sandown on Thursday.
Yes, he certainly did. He's just a wonderful dog. He didn't do it the easy way either. He had to come through the field and stormed over the top of the opposition to win, running away, and he's a wonderful dog, and let's hope that he can win a group race at some stage on the mainland.
Okay, we've had a tremendous week around the state with the Vets Medley final last night, and one of your really most popular greyhounds, Mumford Son, got the prize.
Yeah, I don't know, love him as much as Anthony Bullock and the Connections do, though, because he's just a wonderful dog. He had box six. He made light of that because the other favourite, Good Odds Demon, jumped in front, but Mumford's Son came across him very quickly and caused a bit of a tightening effect and got to a big lead, and it was all over, bar the judge putting the numbers up after they'd gone 50 yards. He ran a very creditable 34.42, and probably the run of the night, the beaten run of the night behind him, missed somebody who got tightened up early, and she came from behind Alvin Benz and Good Odds Demon to snatch second, so that was a good run too.
Very impressive record, Mumford's Son, overall, and can do it over all distances.
Yeah, that's the key to him. Nothing fazes him. He's a mad railer, but he's strong. He's a good beginner. He can handle all the tracks, all the distances. He's just a beauty.
Now, at Devonport on Tuesday, we had the final of the Country Oaks and the Country Derby. Windburn Rush has really proven that she can race at her peak when the big money's up.
Yeah, she knows when it counts, doesn't she? She led all the way to win the Breeders' Classic at Launceston recently off box one and ran brilliant time, and it looked a pretty even contest with Kawasaki Rose, the obvious favourite, but she failed to finish, so let's hope all's well with her. But Windburn Rush chased the early leaders in Hard as Nails and Classic Nico, checked off the hills once or twice, but once the rails appeared before the home turn, she snuck up there and she won running away by two lengths. She's a quality dog.
Now, she snuck into the final by finishing fourth in the heat. And another greyhound to do that, Groovy Lane, did exactly the same as Windburn Rush and took out the final.
Yeah, in the Country Derby, it was a good effort. Paul Donaldson's got him going back to his best, I'd say, after he had a couple of runs just off, you know, off what we all thought about him. It was a very, very rough race. Gemstone Jack and Great Taylors, the two kennel mates of Anthony Bullock's, dead-heated narrowly behind Groovy Lane. They shared the lead at various stages. Groovy Lane just overpowered them in the run to the line, and the favourite, Varco, was never in the hunt after being checked, and Slash's King virtually fell and finished last. So, yeah, bad luck story for a couple and good luck story for a couple of others.
Now, speaking of good luck stories, Pat and Ted Howard, three winners for the week. Winkley Charlie, Winkley Bent, Winkley Tam.
Yes, Winkley Charlie started the ball rolling at Launceston, and look, he has to prove it on the other two tracks, but at Launceston he's really got it together with two smart wins there. And then at Devonport, they butted up with Winkley Bent, which is another Launceston specialist, but got the money for the first time in 14 starts at Devonport. And then the bitch out of the litter, Winkley Tam, who is clearly the best in the litter, but she's had a few problems, as evidenced by the fact she hasn't been racing much lately. But each time she wins, she seems to run very smart times, and I think she'll go through to top grade.
And what about a greyhound for us to follow this week?
I think from the Country Oaks, beautiful Bella for Phil Cassidy. It was racing out of its grade, stormed home to run second. I was very impressed with its run, and I think it'll be winning more than one race pretty soon, and preferably drawn wide.
Okay, beautiful Bella, into the Black Book as a wide runner and a coming winner. Thanks for your time today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across South Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland and Tasmania.
And time for more winners now on the Greyhound Show as we welcome Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Another big program coming up tomorrow night in Launceston. A couple of smart greyhounds going around. The first leg of the quaddie race, number 5, a lot of the major chances look to be drawn inside.
Yeah, that's correct, Shane. I've come up with number 1, Despicable Matt. He looks a very promising type. He's a last start Devonport winner in 25.88. He's got box one. He's a keen railer. I've put him on top. Wee Fire was very impressive on Thursday night in Hobart. I put it as my second pick, and it might be one of the likely leaders. 4 for 3rd, Buckle Up Barney. Will appreciate the drop back in class. Wants the fence. Never won here, but it's been thereabouts. and 7 Moonlight Bell. She's a one pace grinder. She's going very good at the moment for Susan Giddes. You must include in everything. 1, 2, 4, 7.
Now in the second leg, the Premier Stakes, Hillier Missile has come up with the red box.
Yeah, Shane, I've come up with Hillier Missile also. The draw is the key factor in this race. I think he's going good. He's got box one. He loves the inside draw. I've got to put him on top. 3 Club Foot. Now, please note that it had a change of trainer in Brendan Purcell, and it won't go back with Brendan training at a clear second pick. I put in number 5, Dominator Girl, in for third. She's best when she can jump in front. There's some chance off my speed map that she might jump in front. If that's the case, she'll run a very, very bold race. And number 8, Stylish Abby. Very impressive last week, recording 29.84, which was best of the night. Showed very, very good speed. Never won from box 8, a little bit of a concern, but you've got to include 1, 3, 5 and 8.
Okay, so 2 box 1s on top. Are you sticking with box 1 in leg 3?
Yes, I am, Shane. Look, I'm a fan of this dog, Blue McCool. He just gives 110% every time he goes round. There's a bit of speed in this race. I just think he might just camp second or third. I just think he might be a little bit too strong for him. 1 on top. 4 Oscar Ralph I put in for second. He'll appreciate this little bit of a drop back in class. 6 Hard as Nail. It looks one of the Hard as Nails. It looks one of the likely leaders. So I've got to put it in for third. And I put in number 3, Windburn Wizard. Now, this greyhound needs the fence. He's going very, very good. I just don't know where he's going to settle in the run, and that's my little query, and that's why I put him in his fourth pick. 1, 4, 6 and 3.
So that's 3 ones in a row. What about Windburn Rush in the fourth leg, number 1?
Look, Shane, it's got an outstanding chance, but look, I've been taken with a dog called Senor Slammer, number 7. It's having its first run on the Launceston track. Went to Hobart on Thursday night, recorded 26.07, which was the best of the night. I think he's a very, very promising dog. He's got high speed. I think he'd be very hard to beat. In saying that, I think number 1 will definitely be the big danger, Windburn Rush. Got a great draw. Is a winner here in 29.89 from box 1. Got to be second pick. Alana number 2 I put in for third, and I put in number 5, Trudels, for fourth. Did win a maiden here in 30.15. Think this is a little bit harder. 7, 1, 2 and 5.
So that makes Rich Quaddy for tomorrow night in the first leg in Launceston, 1, 2, 4, 7. In the second leg, it's 1, 3, 5, 8. Third leg, 1, 4, 6, 3. Last leg, 7, 1, 2 and 5. What's your best?
Shane, after we get the Quaddy, we go to race 9, number 1, Aroma Pichet. Shane Whitney's got a very, very nice little pup here. He's only very young. He's come up with box 1. Looks an ideal draw. He looks clearly the dog to beat. Race 9, number 1, Aroma Pichet.
Devonport on Tuesday. We've got a smart one going around in the first leg of the Quaddy, race number 5.
Yeah, Shane, he'll probably go around at prohibitive odds, Mystic Falls. He's a very, very promising dog. He's had 3 weeks off since his last run, so Ted Medhurst has freshened a few of these dogs up. Look, he won't lack anything in fitness. Ted will have him super fit. Clearly on top. 1 Buckle Up Nico I put in for second because he's got the red box and he'll probably show up. And Gary Johnson's team's going very good at the moment. Callaway Knocker I put in for third. Now, he stormed down the outside in Hobart on Thursday night and won. He wasn't in the race on the home turn. There was a scrimmage turning for home and he zoomed down the outside and won. He's drawn wide where he wants to be. He's got a chance. And I put in the likely leader, Crash Dooley, in for fourth. This greyhound will sneak a race very, very shortly with its good manners. 4, 1, 6 and 2.
In the second leg, Dashing Dan's come up with the red.
Yeah, Shane, I really think this is a match race. I really can only come up with 2 winning hopes. I went 1 Dashing Dan only because it's got the red box. Number 5 Pipstar was awesome in Hobart on Thursday night when 26.13 was super impressive. It's got to be second pick. Long way back to Callaway Krusty, which blew the start on Thursday night, and 8 Hellier Tangles will be up near the lead. 1 and 5 to beat 7 and 8.
Race number 7 on the card, it's the grade 5.
Shane, I've come up with Spring Fall. I'm tipping Ted Meadows for a big day at Devonport on Tuesday. These dogs are very, very promising and they're going through their grades. 3 on top, Spring Fall. Now, 1 Black Corvette's got very, very plain form. He's a last start 8th at Devonport. just forget he went round. He got KO'd in the run. Even though he ran last, he actually made some ground on the field in running last. I think the red box will suit him. He's a chance. I put in number 8, Lake Aelia. She'll be one of the likely leaders. She's going quite good. Her form's very good. You must include. And I put in number 5, Mr. Snowflake. He's always thereabouts. He's got some chance, and he is trained by Peter Dalton. He's a smart mentor with the dog. 3, 1, 8, and 5.
Race number 8 on the card. It's the invitation race, and the bookends look the leading chances.
Yeah, Shane, I've gone with the bookends. I've gone with 8, Quick Advance. Now, over the weekend, while doing a bit of form, he's had 4 starts from box 8 for 2 wins and 2 minor placings. He's had 1 start at Devonport from box 8 for a win in 25.63. I just think he might be the way to go. The main danger is number 1, Teddy Tomboy. He's got a good draw. He too's got a good record from box 1. He's won two of his only 3 starts from box 1. Got to have a good chance. I put in number 2, Fine Eagle. Now, this dog will miss the start, slot down on the fence. He'll rail home very, very strongly. Hasn't raced for nearly 6 weeks. That won't hurt him because Gillian Stanford will have him super fit. And I put in number 6, That Was Then. Thought its run last week was very, very good. Battled on very well. Up in class, but it's got to be included. 8, 1, 2, and 6.
So the quaddy is 4, 1, 6, 2 in the first leg. In the second leg, 1 and 5 to beat 7 and 8. Third leg, 3, 1, 8, 5. Last leg, 8, 1, 2, and 6. That just leaves us with the best bet for Devonport.
Shane, as I mentioned during this program, I'm tipping Ted Medhurst for a big day at Devonport, and I can't see why race 10, number 8, High Caution, can't win. He's got very good speed. He's got a desperate railer and desperate railers in 5, 6 and 7. I think he'll zoom down the outside. There is a bit of speed in this race, but I think he's a pretty handy pup. Race 10, number 8, High Caution.
Nothing new in Ted having a big day at Devonport, and we hope you have a big day with those selections, Rick, and we'll join you again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
We look forward to your company again on the Greyhound Show next Sunday.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.